This is a flashback episode never before released, originally recorded in fall 2020, but the topic is certainly evergreen and timely no matter the season. Take a listen as I share my personal experience, reminding myself and all of you to always be patient and thankful.
Hey everybody, Tanisha Coffey here, aka The Lofty Entrepreneur. Thanks so much for joining me for today's podcast. And today I just kind of want to share a little epiphany that I have had recently, and I'm hoping that in sharing it with you, it will help you along your entrepreneurial journey as well as just in your personal life. So, a few months back, I got really sick. I have been a healthy person all of my life, most of my life, I should say. And, you know, never had to go to the hospital for anything other than, you know, like the birth of my kids. And so a few months back, which was right when the COVID-19 pandemic started, I got sick to the point where I was just laid out in bed, fever, no medicine was helping the fever. I couldn't keep any food down. I was trying to drink. I couldn't keep much down to drink either. I was really sick, but because of COVID-19, I didn't want to go to the hospital, and it really wasn't something that crossed my mind. I'm used to just kind of getting through things for the most part. And so it was just a really tough time. My husband was taking care of me all day long, you know, 24 hours a day, and trying to juggle everything with the kids. The kids were still in school at the time, so we had that going on, and he was having to handle all of it, and I couldn't help with any of it. And I just remember thinking, laying in bed, I just want to get better. That's all I want. I just want to be better so that I can get back to my life, get back to my family, get back to work. And I couldn't do any of it. And eventually, after 10 days of not improving and actually worsening, I said, okay, well, maybe I do need to go to the hospital. And I was terrified because, again, we were at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, and I had actually heard about a family friend who had gotten sick, had to go to the hospital, and they wouldn't let his family see him at all, not the entire time. And I was just terrified of that happening to me, being separated from my family. I was not sick with COVID-19 at all, was not having any of those symptoms. It was something completely different. But I was, you know, still scared. I was scared about, you know, what happens if I go to the hospital to try to get help and I don't get it? What happens if I go and they say they're going to help me, but then I get stuck at the hospital and nobody can come see me or check on me or help me if anything else worse happens because I'm all alone? And I just remember thinking, I just want to get better, and I don't want to be alone, you know, at the hospital. Well, fast forward through that part a bit, and I did end up getting admitted to the hospital. And I knew there was a high chance that family wouldn't be able to come with me. I was absolutely correct. No family could be there with me. No family could visit me. There was nobody to speak on my behalf to help me out if I needed help or to help take in some of the information that I was, you know, being told about my health. It was just me. And it was pretty scary. And, you know, I was sitting in the hospital, you know, being treated so-so, I'll say, because the thing is, of course, with COVID-19 and hospitals being overloaded, but then also the workers kind of being scared and tentative, honestly, I wasn't getting that much attentive care. I mean, at one point, there was even a point in time where they moved rooms and they just pretty much told me, hey, here's your room. And they just left. They didn't give me anything else in the room. No, nothing. And, you know, I had to literally keep calling around to say, hey, can somebody please help me out? It was like I was forgotten. And then so I went from being at home saying, oh, I wish I could just be, you know, healthy, to the place that was supposed to make me healthier, which in the long run, it did. But being in that hospital and wishing, oh my goodness, I wish I could just be home, you know, with my family. I'm all alone here. And I ended up actually having to stay in the hospital for 4 days. It was really like a long 4 days. And it really wasn't supposed to even be that long, because when I was admitted, the doctor who was admitting me told me it should just be 24 hours, one day. And that's all it was supposed to be. And the reason it wasn't just one day was because of COVID-19. That's a whole other story with the doctors, you know, that's a whole nother story. Anyway, that it was really frustrating, because though I was negative, I did not have COVID-19, was not showing any symptoms. They kept me anyway. But fast forward to that fourth day, finally got the procedure that I was supposed to be having. And then they told me I would be able to go home that day after the procedure, but they forgot about me again. The doctors who were supposed to be releasing me left. My husband had to call the hospital, kept calling around to try to get someone to, you know, go ahead and officially release me. And it shouldn't have been that hard. But I remember just thinking, all I want to do now is I want to be home. So then I get home. He picks me. He does end up getting them to release me. My husband is he's my go-to guy. You know, he's definitely not going to let anything happen, and he's super diligent, and because of him, I made it home that night. If he hadn't been on it like that, I would have still been at the hospital, because he had access to more information and people than I was getting. So, anyway, so he picks me up, he gets me home, and then I have, you know, about a week and a half, 10 days where I just have to recover. I was better, wasn't as sick as when I went in, but I was still hugely fatigued. And, you know, just had to get my strength back. And I just kept thinking, man, you know, I just want to be back to normal, right? So, then I take those 10 days and things start to get better and I start to feel better and the kids start to realize I feel better. And then the kids start, instead of being, you know, the angels and bringing me everything because they know I'm sick, now they're back to themselves and they're arguing and fighting and wanting mommy to do everything. And then I'm getting back to the old me. So I'm getting frustrated because they're fighting and they're arguing and they're wanting mommy to do everything. And it's just so funny, because the things that I wanted, each time I got them, but then it was like it wasn't enough. But I was like really impatient at the time when I was wanting the thing that I wanted. When I wanted to feel better, when I wanted to get home, when I wanted things to get back to normal, I was impatient. But looking back on those situations, all I needed was to be patient, because what was to be was going to be in time. And the other component of that, is thankful. So each time that each one of those things happened, even though it may not have happened the way that I wanted it to happen, I was thankful. But I didn't take the time to realize that in the moment. You know, when I was being admitted to the hospital, I was happy that I was getting help and I was thankful, but I wanted to be home. When I got back home, I was happy to be home, but I really just didn't take the time to appreciate it, because I moved on to the next thing that I wanted. And then the same thing, you know, with the kids. Once I was up and feeling better, I was glad that I was feeling better, but I wasn't thankful that I was feeling better enough where the kids were back to normal and that I could do the things that I wanted to do, which is what I said I wanted. And so I don't think that I'm alone in that. I think a lot of people do that. They wish for something, and then once they get it, they move on to the next thing, and they don't really take the time to think about what they have. And even in the moments when things aren't going right, people don't take the time to think about what they have. And so my message for you today is, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you're going through, I think there are two things that really can help to save you in that moment and in the time that you have to endure whatever it is, or in the time that you're waiting for whatever you're wanting. And those two things are Be patient. Be thankful. Be patient because what you want, or sometimes what you need, which those two may not always be the same thing, they will come in time. Not in your time, most often, but in the time that they're supposed to come. And then the being thankful part is to just sit and be thankful in the things that you have at that moment, because even though you may not have what you want or what you think you need at that point in time, the reality is you still need to be thankful for the things that you do have, because quite likely there's somebody at that very moment who's wishing for the exact thing that you already have. They are where you were, and they're wanting and in that being patient mode to get to where you are. And so just remember that, you know, as a mom, my life gets hectic. It gets super duper hectic. And a lot of days I don't start off the day with me first. And, you know, I realize that that can be a problem if I don't start off with me first, doing something, even just a little bit of something for me first, because then I become impatient. But the thing is, even on those days when it is hectic and I don't start with me first, I have to remember to be thankful, because there was a time when I didn't even know if I was going to be able to have kids. And, you know, thinking back to that time, it's like, how can you be upset or impatient with the thing that you wanted when you finally have that thing, when there was a point in time when you didn't even know you were going to have it? Or when it comes to business, you know, people want certain levels of success. And when they first started out, that level may have been different. For some people, their level of success starting out might be to earn $1 a day, $10 a day, or $100 a day. And that achievement makes them super happy when they make it, but they had to be patient in order for that to happen. But then fast forward to maybe 5 years later, and now they're making $1,000 a day. On a day that they don't make that $1,000, they're upset and they're impatient and they're not appreciative of that. But they need to go back and to remember, be patient, be thankful, because there was a time when they were just thankful just for the $10 or $100 that they made. And so I know that I'm kind of, you know, going over this and over this, but I guess I just really want to drive home the fact that in whatever you're trying to do, whether it's something for your business, whether it's something for your personal life, or, you know, as it often happens for mompreneurs, they cross over. And when you get frustrated about something, when you are not sure you can do something, just stop a moment. Stop and think about the moments that you're in. Think about the thing that's making you upset or frustrated or making you wish for something else, and just tell yourself, be patient. Be patient. It will come in time. Tell that to yourself. And then stay frozen in that moment and look around and look at all the things that you have. Think about the things that you've been able to accomplish. Think about the blessings that you have in your life. And be thankful. Because the things that you have, the things that you wish for, the things that you want, the things that you have accomplished, there's someone else who's trying to get to where you are, and you've made it. Be thankful. It's okay to want more. It's okay to focus on more sometimes. But don't be so focused on the future that you're not able to see the present and appreciate it. Be patient, be thankful, and you will be just fine.